Okay, are we ready to go? Well, good morning, and first I want to welcome you to the governor's office. And I want to again just start by saying congratulations to Ambassador Branstad on his historic appointment, and what an honor it is for Iowa and for this country to have him serving as the ambassador to China. And I also want to start by just giving a heartfelt thanks to my team and staff and my family for all the work that they did yesterday to make sure that we had a seamless transition. And I believe that we accomplished that, and I am just so grateful on a pretty quick turnaround all the time that they put in to make that happen. So I certainly appreciate everybody's efforts on that behalf. When Terry Branstad asked me to be his running mate in 2010, he told me we're going to run as a team and serve as a team, that we would work together on behalf of the people of Iowa, and over the last 6 years, that's exactly what we did. We served this state as partners, working tirelessly to make Iowa a better place to live, work, and innovate. Through that process, I learned that being a governor is not something that anyone does alone, that it's so important to surround yourself with a great team, capable people that can execute the vision. And no member of that team is more important than the lieutenant governor. That's why when it came time for me to begin the process of selecting my lieutenant governor, I looked for the same thing. I looked for someone that would be a full partner in my administration. Someone who shared my vision, someone that I trust, I was compatible with, was a outside thinker, and somebody that would work hard for the people of Iowa. And I found those qualities in Adam Gregg. And I am pleased to announce that he will serve as my lieutenant governor, and he will perform those duties of the office in an acting capacity. I got to know Adam when he joined our office in 2012 as our top legislative advisor. And from day one, I want to tell you, I loved his passion, I loved his enthusiasm, and I appreciated his talent. During the 2013 legislative session, which was Adam's first with us, we had three major goals that we wanted to pass: major education reform, commercial property tax reform, and health care reform. While that was a bold agenda, we put that in Adam's hands. We asked him to take those major reforms to a Republican-controlled House, a Democratic-controlled Senate, to get those bills passed and to get them to the governor's desk. And Adam did that. He proved to me that he could accomplish big things, but he also proved that he could do it in a bipartisan way and that he could build a coalition. A year later, Adam took another big risk. He ran for statewide office. And as I had the opportunity to travel the state with Adam and watch him speak to crowd after crowd, I saw a leader, someone who could articulate his positions and his vision, someone with fresh ideas, and someone that connected with Iowans. After the election, Adam became a trusted member of our cabinet, serving as our state public defender. As the youngest department head in our administration, Adam showed that he wasn't afraid to do things just a little differently. He came up with new ideas, like the Wrongful Conviction Division. He modernized his agency, much like I worked to modernize at the Clark County Treasurer's Office years ago. He took the lead on one of our policy initiatives in 2016 as part of our criminal justice reform efforts. And I couldn't be more pleased with how he has represented the administration. Since January, I've considered several well-qualified people to serve as my lieutenant governor. Our state would have been well-served by many of them. The number of talented leaders we have in this state is remarkable. But what set Adam apart was the relationship of trust and confidence that we have really built while working together over the past several years. I value his opinion, I trust his judgment. He is respected by leaders on both sides of the aisle. He knows how to get things done, and he has a record to prove it. He also has the unwavering support of his family, who I have come to know very well over the past several years. You can't miss them because they will be at every event. They have been at every event. And of course, they're here today. The bottom line is this. As governor, I will benefit from having Adam by my side. And the people of Iowa will benefit from having a strong team at the top of state government. So at this point, I am proud to announce as my pick for Lieutenant Governor, Adam Gregg.
Well, thank you, Governor Reynolds, and good morning. I'd like to start out this morning by telling you the story of how I got this autograph. For those of you who don't have a very good view, it's a little piece of spiral notebook paper. It's a little tattered, it's a little torn, it's a little yellowed, and it's got the signature of Terry Branstad on it. See, when I was a nerdy little second grader, Governor Branstad came to visit my hometown of Hayward in Sioux County, and I wanted to meet him, but I forgot about it until the very last minute. When I remembered, I hopped on my little huffy bicycle and pedaled over to the public library just as fast as I could. But when I pulled into the library, I could see Governor Branstad's trooper vehicle backing out and starting to pull away. Well, I pedaled even faster, somehow managed to flag down the trooper's vehicle. It came to a stop, outstepped Governor Branstad, and obviously he obliged my request for an autograph. I've hung on to this all these years. I tell you that story today because, believe it or not, I think it actually perfectly captures why we're here today. See, Governor Branstad couldn't have known that that small little act of kindness so many years ago might have just been a little nudge for that little kid to have an interest in public service. He couldn't have known that he'd leave office, come back over a decade later, and that same little kid would end up working on his staff. He couldn't have known that that little kid would end up standing next to he and his lieutenant governor on the floor of the Iowa House as the legislature passed their biggest legislative priority, commercial property tax reform. He couldn't have known that they would share the ballot with that little kid in 2014. He couldn't have known that that little kid would end up as a member of their cabinet. And he really couldn't have known that his governing partner would end up choosing that same little kid as her pick for lieutenant governor. There's another obvious parallel here that also explains why we're here today. Another time when Terry Branstad very famously showed kindness to another young man who never forgot it. And now that Xi Jinping has risen all the way to become president of China, Terry Branstad was the obvious choice to become our country's ambassador to China. It's safe to say that neither one of us would be here today without the public service of Terry Branstad. But perhaps more importantly, neither one of us would be here today without the kindness of Terry Branstad. So I wanted to start today by saying thank you to Ambassador Branstad for all that he's done for me, for all that he's done for our state, and for all that he's going to do for our country in his new role as ambassador. Now I'd like to turn from our record-breaking governor to our history-making governor. There are a lot of reasons to like Kim Reynolds. Let me try to name just a few of them. She's got an almost kinetic energy about her. You feel it when she walks into a room. She lights up a room with her positivity and her contagious enthusiasm. She's got this otherworldly ability to connect with people in an instant, even with a stranger. Probably everyone in this room has felt that at one point or another. And the thing about her is, that connection you feel, it's real. You can't fake that. She's an inspiration. She's an inspiration to me personally. But think of the inspiration that she provides to young women and girls who can look at the beautiful golden dome of this Capitol and know that even the biggest job under that dome is no longer off limits to them. That's most stark when I think of my daughter, Lauren. My daughter, Lauren, is going to grow up in an Iowa where she thinks having a woman governor is unremarkable. She's going to think that's just the way it's always been. She'll have that very remarkable belief because of Kim Reynolds. Those are some outstanding reasons to like Kim Reynolds. But more importantly, let me tell you why I want to follow where she wants to lead. See, I've had the great privilege of having a behind-the-scenes view of her service during my time in the governor's office and as a member of the cabinet. I've seen the work ethic that she brings to the table, the long hours, the constant travel to all 99 counties and across the country and around the world being an advocate for Iowa. I've seen the way she studies up on the issues, digs into every line item in the budget. I've seen the way she asks tough questions of those around her, questions which challenge the status quo. I've seen her tackle incredibly complex topics like preparing our workforce for the jobs of the future and developing a comprehensive energy plan for our state. And by the way, she did all that while she was going back to get her degree. She doesn't like to leave any job unfinished. That is remarkable. So you take all those qualities, take all those attributes, and you pair them up with a resume of public service which is second to none, and I think we've got the most qualified new governor in Iowa history. She's got experience at the county level, serving as Clark County Treasurer for 14 years. She was then elected to the state Senate, where she represented the largest geographic district in the state. She has completely redefined the role of lieutenant governor, all while serving as an apprentice to the longest-serving governor in our country's history. Folks, that apprenticeship is over. Kim Reynolds has led in everything that she's done. She's broken down barriers her entire life. She's built a better Iowa her entire career. And I am so proud to call her governor of Iowa today. I'm honored and deeply humbled to be chosen for this important role. Thank you, Governor Reynolds, for putting this kind of trust and confidence in me. Quite frankly, I'm not deserving of this honor. None of us are truly deserving of this honor of serving Iowans, if you really think about it. That kind of trust is earned. Governor Reynolds has earned it through her tireless efforts on behalf of Iowans. Every day I serve in this role, I will strive to earn the trust and confidence of the people of Iowa. I'm an ordinary Iowa guy. I grew up in a small town, married my high school sweetheart, got a wonderful young family who's here today, and we face many of the same challenges as other young Iowa families. I'm still paying off student loans, got a mortgage. We pinch pennies to be able to afford childcare and to send our kids to Christian school. If there's anything left over after that, we usually put it towards their college savings. Yeah, I'm an ordinary Iowa guy, but I have been truly blessed with extraordinary opportunities to serve. At my core, I'm an advocate and I'm a problem solver. Couldn't change those things about me even if I wanted to. These past few years as a state public defender, I've tried to use those skills to find innovative ways to better serve Iowans. And I think we've had some great success. We created a new division to investigate wrongful convictions in our criminal justice system. In its short time in existence, we already have an exoneration and just recently received a federal grant to support our work. We modernized our agency, moving many of our agency processes online, making us more efficient as an agency, but also helping us crack down on fraud against the state. I was very proud to support drug courts, mental health courts, and a veterans court. These are specialty courts which are focused on treatment and recovery rather than punishment and imprisonment. That's the kind of innovative thinking and innovative leadership that I'd like to bring to this new role. My promise to Iowans is this: I will always work hard, I will always try to do the right thing, and I will trust that good things happen for those who are willing to work in good faith. Before I close today, I want to recognize my family who's here. First and foremost, my beautiful wife, Carrie. None of this is possible without her. Simply put, her parents are Steve and Sherry Rader. My parents are Larry and Carol Gregg. They've been my number one advocates from literally day one. And we've got a lot of other family here today as well, extended family and friends. Most importantly, I want to recognize my kids. Jackson, right here, who's six. I want to tell you a little bit about Jackson. Jackson is a purple belt in his Little Dragons karate class, so I wouldn't mess with him if I were you. He's also a sweet swinging lefty, so watch for him on the baseball diamond. My daughter Lauren, who's been wandering around over here and is now sitting there, she's four. She's pretty spunky, and she's also very patriotic. Anytime she sees an American flag, she will start saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm kind of surprised she hasn't already done that yet today. Also want to tell you, so last night we had a special moment with the family where I told Jackson and Lauren that I had been chosen for this, and their reaction was great. Jackson was very excited. Cool, yes, that's exciting. And Lauren said, yeah, can we go up and down the stairs again? So, Jackson and Lauren, I want you to know that someday you're going to realize how big a deal this day was for our family. But no matter what, my most important job is to be your dad. Okay. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for the opportunity to serve, and we'll be happy to take your questions.
Thank you, Adam. We'll open it up for questions.
As you start this day and this job, this is a unique setup you're doing. Does it in any way diminish what you're doing since you won't quite have everything that your boss had when she had the job?
I am so honored and so excited to have been chosen for this. You can call this whatever you want. It's not going to change the way I serve. I'm going to work as hard as I can for the people of Iowa, do the absolute best job I can, and we're going to stay focused on building a better Iowa.
I do. I mean, I concur with what he told us in December when he agreed with our office and the Secretary of State that I would become the governor of Iowa and I could appoint a lieutenant governor. But battling over who is going to be second in line in succession is a distraction and it is a waste of taxpayer dollars at this point. And so, as Adam indicated, we are going to be focused on doing the job. We're going to be focused on building a better Iowa. And I'm not going to have the taxpayers of Iowa in a potential lawsuit, you know, pay millions of dollars towards something that will be settled in 18 months. So we're not going to have that distraction. I'm not going to have the taxpayers of Iowa be hung with that, and we're going to focus on doing the job at hand. No, this is an announcement that, it will, at that point it will be. And I spoke to President Whitfer, and he will be sponsoring legislation this next legislative session to amend the Constitution so that if this ever happens again, there will be clarity. So I think, you know, this is the right thing to do. This is the right thing to do for Iowans. And we have a lot of things going on in the state of Iowa. We've made great progress over the last 6 years, but we have so much more to do. And that's what we need to be focusing on, not this distraction. So it's going to take care of itself over the next two legislative sessions, and we're going to continue working on behalf of Iowans.
Governor, have you determined any specific tasks for Lieutenant Governor, any areas of government that you can
look? Well, he's going to be a full partner, as I indicated, just like I was with Governor Branstad. And so he'll be involved in all decisions that as part of the executive branch. We'll be working on policy. We'll be talking about initiatives that we'll be leading. We'll be traveling to all 99 counties. So he'll be leading different initiatives. But there'll be time to lay all of that out. But he'll be a full partner in governing the state of Iowa, just as I was in the previous administration. I'm going to continue to, but he's going to be a partner in that. So, you know, the governor talked about STEM almost as much as I did, maybe not quite as much, or the ambassador, I guess, talked about that as much. But I just have a real passion for that. And I talked about in my remarks yesterday, I don't like to leave a job unfinished either. And so there's a lot more that we can continue to do to build on the efforts that we've had with the STEM initiative. And so I look forward to continuing to build that out.
Governor Gray, is there
Well, I think Governor Reynolds articulated a vision for the state very well yesterday, and I'm looking forward to finding ways to support the priorities that she laid out very well yesterday.
And the other thing, you know, so those are our priorities, but what I'm looking forward to doing and what we've always done is to travel the state and to meet with Iowans and to talk to Iowans, but most importantly, to listen to Iowans. And that's how we always build our program for the next legislative session. So I want to get their input. I want to go into communities and see what's working and what's not working. Where are the gaps? How can we continue to partner together to make a difference? And so that's what we'll continue to do over the interim.
Governor,
I keep wanting to answer those questions.
I am so honored and so humbled and so proud to have been chosen for this important role. Again, call it whatever you want. It's not going to change the way I serve. I'm going to work as hard as I can for the people of Iowa, and I'm going to work to support the initiatives that Governor Reynolds outlined very well yesterday.
Does it actually take a little pressure off?
Well, I'm excited to get to work. I haven't even really processed all of this, quite frankly, but I'm excited to be a part of the team. I am so honored to stand side by side with Governor Reynolds. She is somebody who I have considered a personal friend, somebody I have considered a professional mentor, and I think she's just the right kind of leader to build a better Iowa and bring us to the next level.
When did the administration get in touch with you and
how did
this process work?
Well, as I indicated, we've got a lot of great talent in the state of Iowa, so I took a lot of time in really reaching out to several Iowans and visiting with them and talking with them. I'm not going to go into the details of, you know, when we made the final selection, but there's a lot of talent in the state of Iowa. We're very blessed, and you know, Adam and I have worked together and known each other for a long time, and I have a great deal of confidence in him. You need somebody that you trust extensively, that, you know, shares some of the same philosophy that you do, but not afraid to give his own opinion. That's important too. If he has an idea or thinks a little bit differently about something, we'll have that conversation. So he was my pick.
Will there be any effort to bring Senator Whitaker a little bit more into the workings of the governor's office so that he can be prepared if he works?
Well, I'm not going anywhere, first of all. I'm even started working out again, so, you know, I'm doing my best to stay in shape. And as you saw with the 8, soon-to-be 9 grandchildren that were up on the stage yesterday, there's nothing that keeps you more motivated and in shape and excited about serving Iowa than to take a look at your family and know that there's moms and dads and grandmothers and grandfathers all across the state that are thinking the same thing about, you know, creating an Iowa that keeps them here in the state of Iowa. So the other thing, Kathy, is we do a great deal. There's a lot of communication that already takes place, and I really appreciate that. We've done that throughout the times that I've served as a lieutenant governor, and we'll continue that as a governor. So communication. I think the communication is back and forth, and I think it's sufficient, and we'll keep him apprised of things that are going on, and that's not really any different than it has been.
You talk about titles today. What is your husband's title?
Can I tell you what I call him? maybe I shouldn't. No, maybe that's, I am going to so get myself in trouble here, aren't I? They now refer to them as the first spouse. I have a lot of fun calling him the first dude, as well as our daughters do. But I'm really looking forward to having Kevin be a part of this, and he's been such a tremendous support through me throughout our marriage and my career. And so he's working on what his cause is going to be and and what he's going to be involved in. So.
Well, you know, we're starting over.
We're starting over
to get to all 99. I got to tell you, last time I did this was 2014. I did it. I started the campaign in early June. I had it done before October was finished. So I only had, 5 months to get it done. I'm kind of excited to have an extra month or two to get to all 99 counties because this is a big state when it's split up into 99 parts. But I'm really excited and looking forward to doing that. Yes, I plan to work from the Lieutenant Governor's office, and of course we've got staff offices downstairs as well, and so we'll be working all throughout the Governor's office.
Yeah, and Barbara, I'm going to move up and work out of the formal office also, so that's why I started to step up. We both plan to do that, so I think, you know, what an amazing office and the access, and to have Iowans see their governor and their lieutenant governor, you know, actively working every single day. And so we both are going to move up and work out of our formal offices.
Governor, is the new lieutenant governor going to go through a training process that you set up once?
Well, you know, he's been part of our cabinet, he's been part of our administration, and so we already have worked together on multiple issues, and we have a great working relationship. So he's kind of had an up-close and personal view of what the responsibilities of the lieutenant governor are. So that's another reason I just think it will be another seamless transition, because he's very, he understands what the role entails very well.
Well, can you think of anybody better to learn the role of lieutenant governor from than Kim Reynolds? I mean, she completely redefined this role. She made it more important and more relevant than it's ever been in our history. And so I just hope to be able to walk in her footsteps as much as I can. And there's nobody better to learn from.
Those decisions will be forthcoming in the next couple days. Thank you so much. Thanks.